This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said, India has the capability to eliminate terrorists at their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab.
Pakistan mein aisa koi thikana nahi hai jahan baithkar aatankwadi chain ki saans le sake. Hum ghar mein ghuskar marenge aur bachne ka ek mauka tak nahi denge. Aur hamare drones, hamari missiles, unke bare mein to sochkar Pakistan ko kai din tak nind nahi aayegi.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. He said the Pakistani army on which these terrorists were relying has been defeated by the Indian Armed Forces. He said the masters of terror have now realized that shedding the blood of innocent people will have only one outcome, devastation and utter annihilation.
9 आतंकी ठिकाने बर्बाद हुए, 100 से ज्यादा आतंकियों की मौत हुई. आतंक के आंकड़ों को अब समझ आ गया है, भारत की ओर नजर उठाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा, तबाही. भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा, विनाश और महाविनाश.
New Delhi has reiterated its long-standing stance of bilateral resolution of any issues related to Jammu and Kashmir. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan. The MEA spokesperson said effective response by Indian armed forces compelled Pakistan to stop its firing. Speaking on Indus Waters Treaty, Mr. Jaiswal said, after Pahalgam terror attack, India will keep the treaty in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures support for cross-border terrorism. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated 2 new state-of-the-art design facilities located in Noida and Bengaluru. Highlighting the uniqueness of the new facility, Mr. Vaishnav stated that this is India's first design center to work on cutting-edge 3-nanometer chip design, a milestone that firmly places India in the global league of semiconductor innovation. The minister also announced the launch of a new semiconductor learning kit aimed at enhancing practical hardware skills among engineering students.
We started the new conductor design center of Renesas. The key point about this center is, first time in our country, 3-nanometer chips, which are most advanced, will be designed here in India end-to-end. Second, many of the colleges where we have given the software tools, now we will be giving them a microcontroller-based hardware kit, which can be used to develop many products. That will be given to the 270 academic institutions in which we have set up the EDA tools so that the students can learn.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level review meeting on the National TB Elimination Program, NTEP, at his residence in New Delhi yesterday, lauding the significant progress made in early detection and treatment of TB patients in 2024. PM called for scaling up successful strategies nationwide, reaffirming India's commitment to eliminate TB from India. Justice Bhushan Ramakrishna Gawai will take oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer oath to Justice Gawai at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The National Investigation Agency has arrested 2 persons belonging to banned militant groups for their involvement in the brutal killing of a woman and burning and looting of houses by armed militants in Jiribam district of Manipur in November last year. The prestigious 78th Cannes Film Festival opened at the French Riviera in France with a glamorous red carpet and a powerful opening ceremony, marking the start of a 12-day celebration of global cinema. In badminton, top Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen, Priyanshu Rajawat, Unnati Hooda, Malvika Bansod and women's doubles pair Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly will kick off their campaigns in the main draw of the Thailand Open in Bangkok today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.